In-house or outsourced? One of the most important decisions is whether to use in-house carriers or to outsource logistics services. Carefully consider in-house capabilities, abilities, and costs of third-party providers, the effects on warehousing, and any specialized handling requirements of materials. In-house providers. Organizations may choose to keep shipping in-house for many reasons. Here are questions an organization should answer before outsourcing transportation needs. Do you differentiate on customer service? Organizations that staff a transportation department have a competitive advantage with customer service. Do you differentiate on cost control? Transportation management is tasked with achieving the lowest possible cost of moving goods across the supply chain. Do you differentiate on integration? Integration with service providers can often be expensive and complex to maintain and can take time to implement. This stems from the need to navigate restrictions on access and changes to applications, data, and communications protocols. Do you differentiate on data? Data are special and should be treated with great care. A fundamental disadvantage to using an outside provider is the ownership of the database where information is stored. Do you differentiate on flexibility? As companies change and grow, transportation operations need to be scaled to meet increasing customer demands and expand into new lines of business. External providers. The primary reason organizations decide to outsource logistics services is that internal capabilities are lacking. Instead of building up the capabilities in-house, organizations look to leverage the knowledge, skills, resources, and experience of logistics providers. The services of these providers range from delivery to supply chain consulting to logistics management. In addition to third-party, lead, and fourth-party logistics providers, another way to categorize outside service providers is as express. These operations emphasize delivery speed, groupage. These are consolidated services that enable sending small orders at a low cost. General haulage. This is traditional method of outsourcing transportation. Multi-user. Also known as shared user distribution, multi-user firms provide distribution operations for a group of clients. Dedicated. A complete logistics or distribution operation is provided by a logistics provider. Four main criteria can be used to differentiate between these outsourced service providers. Asset dedication. Does the supplier own its fleet? External providers may be asset-based or non-asset-based. This distinction may be important when choosing a provider. Speed of delivery. Where does the supplier fit on the speed continuum? Consignment size. Does the supplier handle limited shipment sizes? Contractual basis. Will supplier work on a transactional basis, or do they require a contract? Exhibit 6-44 shows how the provider categories match up with these criteria, except for contractual basis, which might be either transactional or contract for each. When choosing a provider, determine where each contractor falls in each of these categories, and select the one that meets most, if not all, of the organization's needs. Part of this decision is also choosing which services to outsource and which to retain. The wide number of options can make this choice overwhelming. Cost and services aside, it is important to remember that this provider will be taking on a major part of the organization's operations. Make sure they meet all requirements. Be prepared to manage the relationship once they are on board.